This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some are comfortable. They have a whole range of different rates. They're smart. They're effective. And they don't just believe in setting fire to the place. I did go to some divorce lawyers before I settled on the one that I used. This was before I knew Thomas Wayne Gill. And so... And some of them said, okay, we'll just, you know, give me $10,000 down and then we'll start the machine. No, or whatever it was. I don't remember what the, but just to crank up the billing. And that just makes everyone angry at each other and it poisons the relationship going forward. They will do what they need to do to make sure you're protected. But they will not do more to make sure they are enriched. It is memphisfamilylaw.com is the website. When we come back, Chris Harrington is going to join us. Grizzlies Celtics tonight. Chris has a piece up on Ja Morant that you should read at the Daily Memphian. We'll talk to him next. Jeff Gawkins, Joe, 92.5 ESPN.
Hey, Memphis, this is Brian Reed, president of Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air, here with my sales manager, Derek. Derek, did your granddaddy ever tell you nothing in life is free?
There's no such thing as a free lunch.
There's no such thing as a free furnace either. When you think of heating and air, think Best Care. No gimmicks, no hassles. Call us today for a free estimate at 624-1401. That's 624-1401. We are your hometown choice for plumbing, heating, and air, and a proud partner of the Memphis Tigers.
You deserve the best. Best Care Home Services.
Remember the first time you drove a manual car in traffic? Everything was fine until the dreaded hill. Could you do it? Could you let the clutch out just enough to avoid hitting the car behind you?
Come on.
In life, uncertainty can stall your momentum. But with First Horizon, a bank that has a deeper understanding of you, your path, and every challenge ahead, you'll be amazed at what you can do in the clutch. First Horizon, understanding runs deep. Visit firsthorizon.com/leap.
You've got a car to sell, so you start thinking, what, this is going to be fun? Ha! You're really thinking, what a pain. It's going to take forever. I'm going to have to haggle with dealers or handle everything myself.
It doesn't have to be that way. GiveMeTheVIN.com is a much better way to go. Hi, I'm John Clay Wolf, and working with my company, GiveMeTheVIN.com is simple, fast, and I guarantee you more money for your car. Stop placing your own ads. Stop letting dealerships rob your trade-in and quit wasting time standing around at CarMax. Go to GiveMeTheVIN.com and give it a try. Just punch in your VIN number or plate number, post a few pics, and presto, you get an offer for your vehicle within seconds, and I give you more money guaranteed, or I send you a check for $100. This is smart, new, easy way to sell your vehicle for more money, and we'll come pick it up at your house or office. Take a couple of minutes and go to GiveMeTheVIN.com now.
Sell us your car. GiveMeTheVIN.com. So easy you can do it in your underwear.
The new year is here, and I found the perfect way to shake up our shopping routine. It's Walmart's grocery pickup and delivery.
Oh, yeah?
We get the same prices as in-store, but at Walmart, they do the shopping for you.
So it's like a shopping shortcut.
A fairy grocery mother who just shops her grocery list so hard.
A secret sauce that makes running errands a cakewalk.
A life hack that hacks your life to get more life out of life.
Nice.
Use code WOWFRESH and get $10 off your first grocery pickup or delivery today. Walmart. Save money. Live better. Delivery fee applies. Delivery available in select markets. First order only. $50 minimum. Expires March 31st, 2020. Restrictions apply.
New year, new budgets. Every small business has unique needs. When you partner with a Dell Small Business Technology Advisor, you get real-time, tailored advice. They'll even give you a free audit on your servers and storage devices to develop a custom solution to help improve your company's productivity. Plus, right now, upgrade to Windows 10 and get up to 45% off select business computers with Intel Core processors. To speak with a Dell Advisor, call 877-BUY-DELL. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Hey everybody, this is Coach Penny Hardaway. I'm here to tell you that since I was a kid, when I wanted the best Memphis barbecue, I would go to Corky's. Getting together with family, friends, or the team, the best way to celebrate is over slow-smoked hickory barbecue and the other great food at Corky's. And by the way, tell them Penny sent you.
What's better than watching football? Nothing. And with the Yahoo Sports mobile app, you can be watching the NFL free on your phone. Get live, local, and primetime games, including the playoffs and Super Bowl 54. Download the Yahoo Sports app now to watch free.
I'm Tanya Harding, Direct Auto Insurance spokesperson.
Hi, I'm Johnny Manziel, Direct Auto Insurance spokesperson.
Now, maybe life doesn't always go as planned.
Or maybe you don't know where your next paycheck is coming from.
Life's not always fair. Direct Auto will be.
They'll look past your past.
Finally.
And get you going with auto insurance.
I found my place at Direct Auto.
You can too.
Get direct and get going. Get a super low down payment for as low as $35. Direct General Group, Nashville, Tennessee. Down payments vary. Terms and conditions apply. Doesn't reduce premium. Additional fees may apply. How you buy impacts cost.
Does your home smell like gym socks and sadness?
Ew.
Does your family love group sneezing? Does your electric bill know karate?
I've been hit with a dirty clogged air duct.
Ductman Air Duct Cleaning to the rescue. Breathe easier, make your home smell better, and lower your electric bill. Call today for your free air duct cleaning estimate. 901-283-2726. Mention ESPN and get free dryer vent cleaning with every Dr. Mold service. Ductman has an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and a 5-star Google rating. DuctmanAir.com. What's in your duct?
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN. Data message rates apply. National contest. It's new money in the new year. Every hour from 8 a.m. through 5 p.m. at the top of the hour.
How do you pay, man? If you don't write checks, how do you pay these guys?
Straight cash, homie.
Win a G. $1,000 in straight cash, homie. Money, money in 2020.
More money, more money, more money.
And right now, get a G.
This hour's cash code is DATE. Text DATE. D-A-T-E. Text DATE. D-A-T-E to 72881 for your chance to win. That's DATE. D-A-T-E to 72881. Another code word is coming up at 11 a.m. with Brad Carson before the Jason and John show. Also, don't forget, if you miss a word, simply go to 92.9 FM ESPN on the radio.com app and use the rewind feature. This hour's cash code is DATE. Text DATE. D-A-T-E to 72881. Good luck.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Jeff Calkins Show. Let's do this, Chris Harrington.
Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies and beyond. Every weekday around 10 a.m. Brought to you by the attorneys of Thomas White & Gill. Find them online at memphisfamilylaw.com.
Chris, what is this that we're listening to?
Till Comes Your Man by the Pixies from, I think, 1989. My vote for the best rock band from Boston, where the Grizzlies play tonight.
Who would the other contenders be?
More popular bands from Boston would be Aerosmith and The Cars, and there are probably others I'd have to do research. The Standells from the Garage Rock era.
What's that word? I don't know how to pronounce that word. E-P-O-Y means
eponymous.
Goes by
eponymous.
Eponymous? Like eponymous. Yeah, I've never said that word aloud.
Yeah.
Eponymous.
Right. That means the thing that is titled itself or whatever.
Did you belong to
people use self-titled, which makes more sense, but it doesn't make more sense because that just means you gave it a title. Presumably albums are self-titled in that way.
Everything's self-titled unless you got a PR person to title it for you. Right. Did you belong to the Columbia Record Club or are you too young for that?
No, I did that a couple times.
Did you have like a first order from the Columbia?
And then you get like the 12 CDs or whatever.
In my era, you got the 12 albums.
Right.
Would you have gotten the 12 CDs?
Yes, 12 CDs.
Do you remember, did you have a first order? Do you have a first thing, album or CD that you bought ever? And then do you remember what was
in
your
Columbia
order?
Or just in general?
Either. Well, for me, that was it. Like, I might have bought an album, but I remember first.
No, my first music purchases were not through Columbia. And my first music album was vinyl, actually. When I got my first stereo, which I think I was third grade or something, CDs existed, but they weren't prevalent yet. So right. my first stereo was a turntable and dual cassette.
Right.
And so the first group of albums I got were, I remember, Pyromania by Def Leppard. I'm less of a metalhead than I was as an elementary yeah. schooler. Pyromania by Def Leppard, Metal Health by Quiet Riot, and Very Different and Innocent Man by Billy Joel.
My first, I don't remember all 12, but in the first, this might have been my first record purchase, but it was certainly, I remember it was, and I at least I'm making this up. Maybe they weren't all the same time, but I think that it was Frampton Comes Alive, Peter Frampton.
Yep.
It was Boston.
Yep.
It was Kiss Live.
Yes.
And
these things all fit together.
And it was, there was a Barry Manilow album in there
yeah.
too.
That's your Billy Joel.
That would have been my, yeah, it was like, that was the, but it was the big ones are Boston, Frampton, and Kiss were the three that I got. Jeffrey, do you have a first album purchase?
First album that I definitely remember buying, like saving up my own money, was A Boy Named Goo by the Goo Goo Dolls.
Okay.
I'm not familiar with that, but that's, I moved on. What was it? Was this a CD?
This was a CD, yeah.
Mine was definitely album.
Uh-huh. I'm pretty sure when I did the Columbia thing for the first time, it was like my classic rock starter kit. So I had like Simon and Garfunkel's Greatest Hits and the first Doors album
That's probably in mine too. Yeah. Oh, Songs in the Key of Life was also mine, the double album.
That took two. A double with an EP.
That took two of my selections from Columbia Records.
Right.
It didn't... Anyway, and then I got like the Best of Bread at some point, and like that. This is my era.
Right.
Anyway, so Boston is the one that I remember. Okay. You have a piece up on Ja Morant where you talked to Brevin Knight and Elliot Perry. I urge people to read it. They have to subscribe to the Daily Memphian. It is about time, ladies and gentlemen. Just get over there and subscribe. I think we've said this. We have like 11,500 paid subscribers, and I'm grateful to all of them. And when I tell people out of the market that we have that, they're like stunned that we have that many paid subscribers. And I do appreciate anyone who does subscribe. I think, listen, we can always be better, and we're still getting better. We have a new editor in town.
We do.
But the piece that Chris wrote today on Ja is just one reason why you should subscribe to the Daily Memphian. Hoping it's around as your local news source for a long time, or certainly an important local news source for a long time. You talked to Brevin, you talked to Elliot Perry, both point guards themselves. What strikes them about Ja Morant?
You know, I asked them I talked to them separately and asked them a lot of similar questions, and
right.
I was really interested in the similarity, really, of a lot of the responses. They really see sort of Morant the same way. And for all the highlight plays, what they are most sort of gobsmacked by is just his command of that position right out of the gate at such a young age. Just that sort of innate feel he has for making decisions on the fly, for controlling the floor, that sort of pure point guard skills. And Brevin makes the point, and this is sort of, to me, maybe it's the sort of the crux of the whole thing. Brevin makes the point that usually you get one or the other. You get like the great point guard who's not a super athlete, or you get the super athlete who's like a dynamic scorer, your Derrick
right.
Roses, but not really a pure point guard. And that you just don't get these two things together. And he says that's what he thinks makes Ja such a freak of nature. That you can have, and when I tweeted it out, I sort of boiled it down to the young Derrick Rose athleticism
right.
with the young Chris Paul sort of feel for the game and the efficiency that which he plays. And like you put them both together, you can't find many examples of that ever, really.
Any.
Yeah. Maybe not.
It's interesting because Brevin played with a bunch of high level guys.
Elliot did.
Elliot played with who?
Elliot played with Kevin Johnson, who I think is a pretty good, in terms of athleticism, explosiveness, sort uh-huh. of a jaw comp at Phoenix. He played with Stephon Marbury with the Nets. He played with Terrell Brandon, people forget, but was a really good guard in Milwaukee. And he played with Jason Kidd again in Phoenix. Yeah.
I mean, Jason Kidd had the feel and the vision that Ja did, but...
He wasn't above the rim.
Not at all above the rim.
Right.
Yeah. Do you think he sees the floor a la Jason? He does. Like, doesn't he? I mean, doesn't he have...
I mean, I think there's slight variations in there, but
right.
I think that they are both among the players who have that special gift, that special almost spidey sense
right.
on the floor, right? And it sounds crazy to like make these comps, but like this is where we're at with Ja. I mean, Elliot compares it to like Bird and Magic and those guys. Like for them, the game was in slow motion.
Right.
They were playing. We think of Ja as fast, But Elliott makes the point that he plays at a slow, patient pace, even as he is moving fast, because he sees the game. He almost sees the game in slow motion. He sees the game at a different speed than the other players do, or than we do watching. And that's why you get these plays like the one I put in the you actually use Jeffrey's tweet of that play against Houston with the Elliott and the Eric call, because that was we're like, everyone's like, you know, excited about it, but Ja is seeing that whole thing and like orchestrating it in real time. And just that, it's not, the athletic gifts are amazing, but it is that sort of that point guard feel for the game that he has right out of the gate that I think is probably what's most special about
him. Right. And you often hear that the game slows, they see the game as slow, but you also hear the game slows down for them. He came in with the game slow.
Yes. It's just this innate.
Right.
You can roll your eyes at the hole, and I asked Elliott actually this directly about, you know, people say point guards are born, not made, and it's kind of a cliche, and like, no matter how good you are, you had to work.
Right, of course,
you know,
right.
You know, but someone like Ja makes you see, well, there is a kernel of truth in that, right?
This is a point I raised with Gary yesterday, I think it was, on his show. One of the things that startled me about Ja is, when you have, to that point, if you have that just different ability to see the floor. And by the way, the explosiveness also is something that you're sort of born with the capacity explosiveness. How in the world, and I don't expect you to know the answer to this, how in the world was he ever under the radar? Because he is not Malcolm Brogdon. Like, he's not like an acquired taste. Leap off the page at you taste.
Obviously, I never saw him play when he was 17, so I don't know what people were or weren't seeing. But I mean, I assume it had, I don't know, I guess maybe it was the small town thing and that, but I think it's almost a little, I feel like that story that's been told over and over again, the guy just wanders in the back gym and discovers, I feel like that's probably a little overblown, I'm guessing, because he did, if I remember correctly, he did ultimately get like some high, he got a South Carolina or Clemson, he got some higher offers. It wasn't just like Murray State's the only school that would take this guy. Right. It was just that they were on him early and he, like, you know, stuck with them or whatever.
In terms of the seeing the, like, even the high, like the play where he's in the air and then does the behind the back to Jaren.
Right.
He didn't plan on that, doing it. That's total slow-mo. That is literally, like, you can just imagine a superhero slowing things down to see.
No, I almost wrote about that play. I mean, I already had close to 3,000 words, so I left some stuff out. But there was, after the game, like, someone asked him about that play, and it was sort of like that play early in the season against Brooklyn where he had the flip behind his back to Crowder for the three.
Right.
Like, it all happens in, like, 2 seconds or one and a half seconds or whatever. But in both cases, after the game, he's asked about it, he explains it, like, piece by piece. It takes him much longer to explain it than it was to do it. And so he processed the information of, I'm going to go up and try to dunk. Well, he's coming up to wall me off. I'll adjust. I see Jaren out of the corner of my eye. I'll flip it. It's instinctual, but it also, it's a thought process that just happened instantly. He was aware of everything that was going on and processed it all on the fly in like a second. Right.
Right. He said he had to make a decision. He could guard me or not and whatever. And we're looking at this like, whoa, can you believe this? And you're exactly right. He processed it all that way. Anyway, the piece is, you make some comps. And we've talked about this a little bit before, gone through. There simply is no rookie who's done this. Like, you talked to the Russell Westbrook things, looking at his numbers from a rookie year.
Russell Westbrook was not on the same planet as Ja Morant in terms of efficiency as a scorer and passer. Not even close. Yeah.
And who's the who rookie year?
I mean, there it just depends on which way you want to bend it or what you want to emphasize. I mean, you know, I mean, the best rookie point guard season overall, I think, you know, in the last 20 years was probably Chris Paul. In terms of just overall impact, like if you look at the advanced stat, like win shares or whatever, it's supposed to be this total cumulative stat. Chris Paul's at the top of that, right? I mean, Chris Paul and Kyrie Irving is probably next after that, and so I think, you know, if you look at the great rookie point guard seasons of the last 20 years, you're talking about Chris Paul, Kyrie Irving, Trae Young, Derrick Rose. I mean, that's probably the list right there. Right. He is equal or better so far.
Right.
His profile is equal or better to all of those.
All right, Boston tonight. Celtics destroyed the Lakers recently.
Yep.
This is not going to be an easy one. And by the way, they can also play small. What do you make of the Celtics?
You know, I mean, it's funny. We're talking about Ja and Jaren here in Memphis, but neither of them are really sort of the type of player that's been the most important type of player in the NBA lately. That's been the big wing.
Right.
And Boston is just loaded with those.
Right.
Because you got Jason Tatum coming into his own. You've got Jaylen Brown coming into his own. Yeah, Gordon Hayward sort of has had a comeback season. He got interrupted a little bit with a different kind of injury, but has had a comeback season. So they got three, 6'8", 6'9", guys who can handle and score. And it's almost like a junior version of what the Clippers have with Kawhi and Paul George. The ceiling is not as high. Those guys are not right. as good. And I don't think they will ever be as good. But it's a similar kind of thing where you can throw multiple 6'8 guys out there who can switch around defensively. They can handle. They can score. And then you add, one of the best backcourt scorers in the league in Kemba Walker, one of the best defenders in Marcus Smart. They're a little weak up front, but that's a really, really good team.
What is the ceiling for that team this year?
Well, I mean, their ceiling is obviously the two.
It's
a jumble for the
– right.
I would be surprised. It's a jumble for the two seed in the East.
Right.
And as dominant as Milwaukee looks, and I think Milwaukee is certainly the favorite to come out of the East, Milwaukee was pretty great last year, too, and they got beat in the playoffs.
Right.
And so I don't think – I think
this is not the Golden State Warriors.
I don't think it is. And so right. I think it's very possible that come playoff time, someone pulls an upset in the East. And it could be any number of three or four different teams, and Boston's one of them. And so if they do that and they get to the finals, I don't think they're like Toronto. I don't think they go all the way through against a Lakers or a Clippers team. But I think they got an outside chance to get to the NBA Finals.
And then finally, the Zion is unveiled tonight.
Tonight, yep.
First of all, who, if the Grizzlies want to make the playoffs, who should we be rooting for?
Yeah, just take whatever happens tonight.
That's right,
really,
right.
Pelicans or Spurs, it's inconclusive in terms of where your rooting interest should be. Really, I guess you could say root for the Pelicans because the Spurs are closer to you and you have more of a cushion over the Pelicans. But
right, but it's
you're gonna gain half a game on one and lose half a game on the other, or whatever happens. And so this tonight will not determine your fate.
And I don't know. What do you expect? I don't even know what to ask about it. What
I don't know. I have no idea what to expect. I mean, obviously in the preseason, he looked like an instant superstar in the preseason. That is preseason, and it is before an injury. This is after an injury. And so I don't know what to expect. I would be surprised if he plays more than 20 minutes. I guess I expect that for them to limit him in the first game back. But I don't know what to expect from him out on the floor. No.
You thought he should have played Monday?
Yes, I think he should have played Monday because I really think NBA team, and I'm someone who I think – teams and players need a lot of leeway to do what's best for their teams and for their players, right, when it comes to health. And so I did not criticize the Grizzlies when they didn't play Ja Morant on, the half of the back-to-back, right? This is not that. This is not he clearly was ready.
Oh, they wouldn't have announced that he was going to play this game last week if he weren't ready to play.
Yes.
You're not projecting he will continue to get good health. He was healthy last week when they made that announcement.
It wasn't some load management thing in the in the middle of a stretch of games. He hadn't played at all, and he was cleared to play. And so it was clearly an elective decision to play him tonight instead of Monday. And I just think at some level, when you don't have health concerns that are really driving a decision – you have to realize you're not just competing against 29 other teams. You're also working with 29 other teams in a business.
Right.
And that game was set up by the NBA to be a Ja Morant, Zion Williamson showcase. The Grizzlies played the Pelicans four times.
Right.
They're all in the second half of the season because they wanted the first one to be that game.
Right.
And so I think, there needs to be sort of a good of the league type decision making sometimes on these things.
You hungry? Go to Pimentos. That's it. And it's a little early now for lunch, but go today. Go to Pimentos today and get the sliders. I'm going to have a burger special. I have fallen so far in love with the burger, the one that's it's pimento cheese and bacon, and it's just unbelievably good. But that last time I went and I got the cheesesteak sliders, and now I'm going to have a dilemma. I'll be honest. I'm going to have a dilemma because the sliders, you get three of them, get them with the fries, cup of fries, the shoestring fries, which is the right kind of fry, and they're absolutely sensational. Fries are delicious. Cheese sliders are delicious. You can get the burger if you haven't had that yet. Get the burger, or you could wait because in February we're going to have a burger special. Pimentos, 80 to 90% of what comes out of that kitchen, it's not like brought here, but it homemade, including like the salad dressing, the tortilla chips, homemade. It's got a just fun, relaxed feel to the place. There's one on Poplar, just to the east of the interstate, and one, of course, in Houston Levy in Collierville. That one has a drive-through. Back in a moment. It's the Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Maybe you've resolved to have more fun this year. Maybe you've resolved to eat better food. Maybe you've resolved to try new things. Maybe you've resolved to be present and really enjoy your life. Well, I have the answer for any of those resolutions, and it is Bounty on Broad. Bounty on Broad is delicious, locally sourced food served in generous family helpings in a restaurant that is so beautiful, it makes you happy to be alive. If you've been, you know exactly what I'm talking about. If you haven't been, it's time to change that. Go and get the crisp Brussels or the pan-seared scallops or the braised pork shank or, honestly, anything they serve. My own particular challenge at Bounty is that I love some dishes so much, like the fried oysters, for example, that it's hard for me not to get them every single time. So I hereby resolve to get something new next time I go, and you should resolve to get yourself to Bounty on Broad before any more of this year slips by. Bounty on Broad is located at 2519 Broad Avenue. For reservations, call 901-410-8131 or go to bountyonbroad.com.
Making Moves is brought to you by LinkedIn Jobs.
In winning teams, every player brings their unique strength and has an impact on the results. For the Auburn Tigers on November 30th, 2013, it was Chris Davis. Tied at 28, Alabama came up short on a 57-yard potential game-winning field goal. Davis returned the missing field goal 109 yards for the winning score.
Build your winning team today. Go to linkedin.com/sports.
You wouldn't draft a linebacker to play as your quarterback, right? It's the same thing as when you're going to hire your next teammate. LinkedIn will match the right talent with your open roles fast. Post a job and you'll get great candidates with the right mix of skills, interests, and experience. So every hire you make is a win for your business. Go to linkedin.com/sports and get $50 off your first job post. That's linkedin.com/sports. linkedin.com/sports. Terms and conditions apply.
Coming up on Thursday, Zion's debut, LeBron at MSG, and Superman making a return to the skies in Chicago. All the latest from a big night in the association. Plus, is Dak Prescott taking less money? Would you book it? That and more Thursday on Golic and Wingo.
The Golic and Wingo Morning Show. Weekdays 5 a.m. till 9 a.m. 92.9 FM ESPN. Memphis' sports station. The Memphis Tigers. The NFL. The SEC. Broadcasting live at 92.9ESPN.com. On the radio.com app. And regionally at 680 a.m.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur. Doing payroll is no longer a headache for our customer, Jeff.
I've used various payroll providers in the past, and none can hold a candle to Patriot Software. Their software is ridiculously easy to use. The support staff is knowledgeable and courteous. I am very excited that Patriot Software files my tax forms for me, not just providing the forms like other payroll companies do. As a business owner, managing payroll has been a long-time headache that I no longer struggle with thanks to Patriot Software. I definitely rate your company 5 out of 5 stars.
Go to PatriotSoftware.com to get your payroll pricing for up to 100 employees. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com. Accounting and payroll. Keep your time and money.
If you're noticing cracks in the walls of your home, floors sinking or sloping a little bit, you could have a foundation problem. If you have a foundation problem, you have a serious problem, you need to get in touch with Redeemers Group, a local company that's been serving Memphis and the Mid-South for more than a decade. Seriously, most valuable thing you have is your house. And if you have cracks, if you have sinking or sloping floors, if you've got water, like, just take, you got to check that. 541-8765 is the phone number, 541-8765. They will send an expert to your house, let you know what's going on. Maybe you're fine. If you have a problem, better take care of it earlier rather than later. They will assess the situation, give you an estimate, and at that point, if you mention my name, you'll get $50 off the repair project. But there's literally no reason not to call them because the initial analysis is 100% free. It is Redeemers Group, 541-8765, or on the web, redeemersgroup.com.
Hey, if Memphis takes the 2020 College Basketball Championship, every bet you make at the Fitz between November 1st and tip-off April 6th is a winning bet. Luck lives here. See Sportsbook for details. Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Computer giving you trouble? Maybe you got viruses on it? Maybe it's slow, acting up, whatever. Take it into Cooper Systems. Give them the computer. They'll be there. Lee and Lauren Cooper will be there. And you won't have to, like, wonder. It's not just going to, where are you? You know, wait for the repair squad or something like that. Hand them your computer. They're not going to send it off to a repair place in some other country or land or state. Nope, the technicians are right there. They will let you know what's going on. They will fix it. They will go through the repairs with you when they're done, walk you through it. And if you have any problems, you can just call them when you get home. Like, I don't understand this. 360-9679. 360-9679 is the phone number. It's just decent and friendly and helpful and all the things that businesses often are not these days. If you want to buy a new computer or a refurbished computer, you can do that at Cooper Systems, too. Get anything you need. I've bought two there in the last couple of years. It is Cooper Systems, 360-9679, around the Mount Moriah office park. All right. Thanks to Chris Harrington for coming in. Thanks to John Martin for coming in. I am entranced. Have you been following the Senior Bowl activities with rapt attention there, Jeffrey?
Your man
Justin Herbert had a good day yesterday, evidently.
Yeah, because it's practice. it's when the bright lights got on.
Such a cynic. Anyway.
The one report that caught my eye was one of the guys at the Draft Network that I think does a good job goes, I always search for something positive to say about every kid there. I'm still searching with Shea Patterson.
Oh, you look at you. Juwan Jennings is a big dude. He is going to, I think he's going to be good. Antonio Gibson's down there.
Yeah.
And
turns out he's fast.
And they were interviewing him. I saw Chris Brown, who actually covers the Buffalo Bills. Like, he's their internal, yeah. he's their Grind City Media for the Buffalo Bills.
In-house is what they call it.
And he commented just out of the blue on how impressive Antonio Gibson was from a question and answer perspective. But that's not what I want to discuss with you right now. What I want to discuss with you right now is this piece by Jason LaConfora, who's going to end up where in terms of quarterbacks, okay? He's projecting different places, different people, different places. How about this one? Tom Brady, Chargers.
So I know Bill Simmons had mentioned that. I still think it's highly unlikely. I get all the reasons
would
it
you
makes
hate it?
Sense.
I wouldn't hate it. I would think I wouldn't hate it at all. He's out of the East, out of the AFC East. New start, sunshine.
Yeah, I think that would be Montana.
They do have some talent.
It's Montana going to the Chiefs.
Yeah, that's fine. I got no problem with that. Okay, if that happens, then we need a place for Phillip Rivers.
Correct. I think I will say this. I do think it
is. He has already moved to Florida.
I don't think that was just solely because he was trying to get closer to his family.
You think he's trying to get closer to Bruce Arians?
I think he was told that his days as a Charger are done.
But so is he just moving there because he's done as a Charger and therefore he needs a neutral place to live? Or is he?
I think it
because
was
because Jason Lockenfora projects him to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Correct. And I can see where that makes some sense. I still don't think that Bruce Arians doesn't care if you're wildly accurate. He does want you to have a big arm. I don't really think that's Philip Rivers.
Well,
Captain Checkdown, that ain't
go
you.
Go with me here.
Yes.
Because what he then has, then we need to play and find a place for James Winston.
That's right.
James Winston, Raiders.
What could go wrong?
I love it.
Jameis in Vegas. This seems...
Don't you... Like, it's perfect.
Oh, no.
John Gruden, they love to gamble. They're the ones who... Antonio Brown, they rolled the dice on Antonio Brown.
Yes, and
he'll
on top of...
sling it downfield.
There's the Tampa-Oakland Raiders connection, Vegas Raiders connection.
Then we have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Because Derek Carr is with the Raiders. So then we got to find a place for Derek Carr.
Yeah.
The Washington Redskins.
Okay. I will say this.
This is
that makes entirely too much sense.
Why?
No, I'm saying it does. Like that seems perfect because.
But aren't they all in on Dwayne Haskins? Ron Rivera already sort of has been sort of equivocating on Dwayne Haskins.
Correct.
I think
Ron Rivera's one better option
Is Derek Carr the Ryan Tannehill to now? Mariota was further along than Haskins is, right? He was already on his last chance. Haskins is not. But maybe Derek Carr is just like the Tannehill in this.
I can see that, and I can also see where if you're Derek Carr, it appears that quarterbacks' relationships with John Gruden have a shelf life, and maybe you just need out of the building.
How about we still then have a Patriots quarterback.
Yeah.
Jason Lockenfora says Teddy Bridgewater.
This one makes entirely too much sense, doesn't it?
Good guy, smart, cerebral.
Do you know what Teddy Bridgewater talks like? No one does.
No, he had that. There was that. Remember, there was the guy, the kid in Minnesota, Teddy.
Oh,
remember
that guy? Yeah. They did that one. But the point being, I can't think of a quarterback better for Bill Belichick than one that
says
anything.
Let's keep going. Obviously, Cincinnati's going to have Joe Burrow, but that means Andy Dalton's going to be somewhere. How about this? If you're not going with me on Derek Carr is Ryan Tannehill, how about this? How about Andy Dalton is Ryan Tannehill?
The one thing people forget about Tannehill is...
I mean playing the role to Chicago in for Mitch Trubisky.
Yes.
Trubisky's on his last legs, right? On his last chance.
That one makes...
You bring in the veteran who's failed and they've gotten tired of him somewhere else.
Yeah.
That is Andy Dalton. That's Ryan Tannehill. You bring him in and he's your insurance policy in Chicago.
Yes, because Andy Dalton's kind of mega Chase Daniel. And, you know, for a while there were people that would talk themselves into Chase Daniel... would be a better option for the Bears. Andy Dalton's like the better version of Chase Daniel.
Indianapolis Colts, we got to put Mariota somewhere. They put him in Indianapolis
QB contest?
Jacoby Brissett, which I don't hate. They have Tua going to the Dolphins. I think the Dolphins are going to have to trade up to get Tua. I think your Giants, maybe if not your Giants, who's fourth? Who picks fourth?
So it goes Giants are four, Detroit's three.
Yeah. I think Detroit, if Detroit's going to trade that pick. Whoever wants Tua, if he checks out medically, they're going to have to go up to three.
Mm-hmm.
And whether that's just the Dolphins sealing people off because they could get him at five, Detroit drops down two spots. I think that's what – if you're Detroit, you're insane not to try to leverage that position for Tua.
Are you insane not to take Tua?
Maybe you're insane not to take Tua, but they're not going to take Tua.
Right.
They're not going to take Tua, so I'm not worried about that. Any other like changes? They still have Cam with Carolina Panthers. They still have Drew with the Saints. They still have Tannehill, of course, with the Titans. Nick Foles with the Jaguars. Dak with Dallas. Ben with Pittsburgh. A lot of these back. Drew Lock looking more hopeful in Denver. It's going to be an intriguing year.
I think the most fascinating one is Mariota to the Colts.
Yeah.
Because if you look at the way the Colts are built, they would love nothing more than to run it like essentially like the Niners do. And I do think that's kind of what Mariota would be better for. You know what I mean? Big back. They have the type of system where he can kind of just slowly, methodically. They're not counting
on
him.
Did you see the video of Mariota at the end of the Chiefs game? So there's Mariota goes up to Tannehill.
I did not see this.
Oh, it's fantastic. Tannehill's like bereft. And Mariota goes and hugs him, says, you know, you're going to be in a lot of these, man. And
I think that's the problem.
What a classy dude.
I think that was exactly it with Mariota. The reason why they had to start the season with him is, A, Tannehill hadn't really won the job one way or the other. And then on top of that, he is one of the most well-liked guys on that team. They had to give him every opportunity. Otherwise, you could really create a huge locker room rift.
Yeah. All right, we are going to take a break. When we come back, I do have a little it's been kind of a rough day over here, and I'll only because, honestly, he's a friend of the show that I'll tell you about when we return. Jeff Calkins, 92.9 FM ESPN.
You've got a car to sell, so you start thinking, what, this is going to be fun? Ha! You're really thinking, what a pain. It's going to take forever. I'm going to have to haggle with dealers or handle everything myself.
It doesn't have to be that way. GiveMeTheVIN.com is a much better way to go. Hi, I'm John Clay Wolf, and working with my company, GiveMeTheVIN.com is simple, fast, and I guarantee you more money for your car. Stop placing your own ads. Stop letting dealerships rob your trade-in, and quit wasting time standing around at CarMax. Go to GiveMeTheVIN.com and give it a try. Just punch in your VIN number or plate number, post a few pics, and presto! You get an offer for your vehicle within seconds, and I give you more money guaranteed, or I send you a check for $100. This is smart, new, easy way to sell your vehicle for more money, and we'll come pick it up at your house or office. Take a couple of minutes and go to GiveMeTheVIN.com now.
Sell us your car! GiveMeTheVIN.com.
Hey Memphis, this is Brian Reed, president of Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air, here with my sales manager, Derek. Derek, did your granddaddy ever tell you nothing in life is free?
There's no such thing as a free lunch.
There's no such thing as a free furnace either. When you think of heating and air, think Best Care. No gimmicks, no hassles. Call us today for a free estimate at 624-1401. That's 624-1401. We are your hometown choice for plumbing, heating, and air, and a proud partner of the Memphis Tigers.
You deserve the best. Best Care Home Services.
This is no ordinary sub shop. This is Firehouse Subs.
Welcome to Firehouse.
Tired of overpriced lunches that underdeliver on flavor? Head to Firehouse Subs, where for a limited time, you can get a $4.99 choice sub. Choose from a medium smoked turkey, Virginia honey ham, or roast beef. They're custom-made hot subs at a price ready-made to make you smile. Just $4.99, only at Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs, save more lives. Participating locations plus tax, limited time offer, prices may vary for delivery.
It's the Jeff Calkins Show.
Someone else tweeted this morning, there is no comp for Ja Morant. He is a lightning bolt. The comp, not to humans. They go to physical forces.
Morant into the front court. Oh. Behind the back dribble. Drops for Jackson. Oh! A left-handed hammer on Ja Morant.
Natural phenomena.
The Jeff Calkins Show. Weekdays 9 a.m. till 11 a.m. This is 92.9 FM. ESPN. All the names, all the games. Memphis' sports station.
Guys, all the talk this year has been about hair loss. You got to look good. You got to feel good. Let's start the new year off right by getting your hair game on point. I'm on camera all the time, and I can't have thinning hair. I cannot have my hairline creeping back. That's why I went to Hims. Listen, guys, baldness, that's optional. If it starts to move backwards, you got any bald spots, that doesn't mean you can't check out Hims. Hims helps guys be the best version of themselves with licensed physicians and prescription solutions backed by science. Right now, my listeners can get started with their first month free. Go to 4hims.com/scal. That's 4hims.com/scal. Prescription requires an online consultation with physicians who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Offer valid only if prescribed. 3-month minimum subscription. Additional restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Remember, that's 4hims.com/scal.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to 4hims.com/joy. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Today.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. My dad has been part of this show for a long time. And like this is from 2017. He called in during a snowstorm.
December of 2017.
He called in during a snowstorm. This is from 2017. This is my dad. Just a sample of this little call. Hi, Dad. We're joined now by my dad from Buffalo, New York. How is it up there? I gather you had some snow.
Well, it's sort of early in the season for us.
Yeah.
But lo and behold, we had about a foot or a foot and a half, foot and a third last night. And it really shook us up a bit. And the big problem is that now it's about to start again, and we're expecting another. This is said to be the calm before the storm. So the foot that we had last night, a foot and a half, was just the beginning. And now we're catching our breath and all, and they're really braced for another foot or foot and a half of snow coming over the course of the next 24 hours. And it's early. We're not psychologically attuned for this at this particular point, I will say.
Right.
But everybody's braced and getting in the spirit of it.
Have you?
The roads are, and it's very tough and very sudden and early.
Have you been outside? Who's been doing the chickens?
Yeah, well, I stagger down. I don't go down twice a day now, but I go down once a day, but I have to have my ski pole constantly in hand for balance and get through about a foot and a half of snow at my decrepit condition here at age 97 and a half. It's a fair struggle to keep everything moving ahead, but we're doing pretty good.
How many do you expect for Christmas? Do you have any idea how many of us will be there for this Christmas? That's Dad. Last night, my dad was with Mom in the kitchen, and Mom really can't do anything for herself. And Dad is now 99, and he went down. He was organizing some papers, and so he wanted a cardboard box. And the cardboard box was in the basement. And so he said he was going to go down to get the cardboard box. And headed down to get the cardboard box, he fell down the stairs, and he had a massive head injury. My mom, I don't even know how it happened. My mom, she can't do anything. I don't know how she got to the phone. Honestly, I have no idea how she got to the phone. And she just noticed he didn't come up. She didn't hear anything. But half an hour later, he had not emerged from the basement. And so she somehow called help. They brought him in to the hospital. And their mom's in there now saying goodbye, basically, because they couldn't stop the brain, the head
hemorrhaging.
And so mom's in there. They're bringing in mom and saying goodbye. And but he's not there for all accounts and purposes, evidently. And it's been weird to do this cheerful show throughout this, but I'm totally mindful of the fact that he's 99 years old. And if you could right now pick how to go out, it would be at age 99, after having led an incredible life, toppling down the stairs and doing what you like, doing a project and doing what you want to do. And
helping the love of your life.
And so he never had a moment of, he never needed anyone to take care of him. He was taking care of my mom until the end of his life. I'm just going to play it if I can. If you indulge me, I'm just like, I didn't know what to do with today. And honestly, he's not gone yet. Like they're going in to see him before they take him off the ventilator. So I didn't even know whether to talk about it or not, but that's all I've been thinking about today as I've been doing this other stuff. So if you'll indulge me, I'm going to play a couple other things. This is NPR did a piece on my dad's. He leads us down the Christmas stairs for 58 years. He's been doing this in Buffalo. And we were lucky enough that NPR did a little piece on it on Christmas Day this year. Here's that piece.
That's beautiful. This is Jeff Calkins. My family home is in Buffalo, New York. I'm one of nine children, and there are a good 30 grandchildren. We have a tradition by which my father, who is now 99, leads a parade down the stairway to see if Santa actually came.
Oh, my goodness. Everybody else, you know, a little tap, tap, tap on the roof. Several did.
People line up, youngest to oldest. They are lawyers and doctors, and they all, in their PJs, come down, led by my 99-year-old father, to see if Santa did arrive.
Well, now, do you think Santa Claus came?
I think so.
Oh,
I don't know if we do it to entertain him or to entertain ourselves, but at this point it looks like a clown car as they continue to come down the stairs, one after another, after another, after another. We keep thinking that it'll be the last big Buffalo Christmas with all of us gathered in the house in which we grew up, but it seemed poised to have another one this year, and who knows, we may do it again next year when he's 100, but we can only hope.
In with him today, and yes, this morning 99-year-old Evan Calkins once again led his family down the stairs. However you choose to celebrate, I hope you're having a beautiful holiday.
The day before Christmas, Dad always gives advice at this luncheon. A couple of years ago, this was his advice. Here you go.
But to be really nice to your significant other and to start out being nice as early as you can to get yourself organized after you get married, or even possibly before you get married. And there will be ups and downs and irritations, certain differences in priority, and other adventures as you proceed. But being nice to each other in good times and bad, whether you agree or don't agree with the turn of events at that particular time, is an investment. For those of you who are involved in finance, this is an investment in a long and a happy life. And the dividends are sure to come, and they may take and accumulate over 10 or 20 or 30 years, or in Virginia's, in my case, I can't remember, but it's certainly 60 or more years.
71.
What, how many?
71.
I'm reminded that it's 71 years. But I try to be nice to her, and she tries to be nice to me. And that has made all the difference. And I think it's the most important message, really, that I can give to each of you individually as you point to a happy and stable life. So thank you all for coming. God bless you all, and Merry Christmas.
One more. This was at my aunt's memorial service. Dad saw fit to read a poem. Here it is.
The poem was written by Antoine de Saint-Exupéry, a very famous aviator and writer. Somebody here may know more about him than I do. But here it goes. In a house which becomes a home, one hands down and another takes up the heritage of mind and hearts. Laughter and tears, musings and deeds, love like a carefully loaded ship crosses the gulf between the generations. Therefore, we do not neglect the ceremonies of passage. When we wed, when we die, and when we are blessed with a child, when we depart, and when we return, when we plant, and when we harvest, let us build memories in our children, lest they drag out joyless lives, lest they allow treasures to be lost because they have not been given keys. I'm going to repeat that one. Let us build memories in our children, lest they drag out joyless lives, lest they allow treasures to be lost because they have not been given keys. We live not by things, but by the meaning of things. It is needful to transmit the passage from generation to generation.
All right, one more story. My sister Ellen was home this weekend. And Dad, there was a new physical therapist who was coming to work with Mom. And the new physical therapist came. And Dad has this chair in the kitchen. And he said, before you start, I want you to sit in this chair. And it's just a wooden chair. It's at the side of the table. He's not at the end of the table. He's at the side of the table. And she sat at the chair, and he said, okay, now, aren't I lucky? It's his chair. He said, look at the view. Aren't I lucky? I can look out this window and see the trees. I can look out this window and see the sunshine. I can look to my left and see Virginia. Aren't I lucky? 99 is pretty good. It's good to be a kid. All right, Jeffrey, what's coming up next?
Here's what's coming up next.
Jeff, here is what's coming up next on Jason and John. Mark Giannotto joins them at 11:25. Mark Adams joins them to discuss AAC hoops. Anthony Sane at 1:25. Jason Munns joins us on Giannotto and Jeffrey. Eric Hasseltine joins us at 3:25. Joe Mullinax joins GP at 4:25. Jeff joins him at 5 o'clock.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN. Listen weekdays at 8 a.m. through 5 p.m. at the top of the hour every hour for your chance to win a G.
Just chill to the next episode.
Win a G. $1,000 in straight cash, homie.
If you don't write checks, how do you pay these guys?
Straight cash, homie.
More money, more money, more money.
It's new money in the new year. $1,000 an hour. Weekdays at 8 a.m. through 5 p.m. at the top of every hour. 92.9 FM, ESPN, Memphis's money station.
What's better than watching football? Nothing. And with the Yahoo Sports mobile app, you can be watching the NFL free on your phone. Get live, local, and primetime games, including the playoffs and Super Bowl 54. Download the Yahoo Sports app now to watch free.
This is Gary Parrish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff, the front to the back to the mezzanine, and the place is big enough to accommodate 600 people. They can cater the event for you, or you can provide your own catering. Terrific rates, and you can trust that someone on staff is going to be on site to make sure your event is perfect. TheBluffMemphis.com and click the Host Your Event tab to get it booked today. TheBluffMemphis.com.
As someone who's been through a divorce, I know how emotional the process can be, and I know some lawyers just want a more.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.